My missus went on a trip.
Yeah.
She went interstate. God bless her. Anyway, so I was with the kids alone for, you know, a couple nights, which is fine. Good kids. Anyway, I'm sitting on my couch. It's 11:45 at night.
And you're awake?
Yeah, I just finished the footy.
Must have been a decent game.
That sounds pretty late, but yeah, I was awake.
Cool.
And it's 11:45, and all out of nowhere, bang, this loud noise just smashes into the, what I thought was the, my back door. Okay. A big glass back door, sliding doors.
You got smashed in your back door?
Yep. No. Nice. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, a bird's just flown into the window.
Yeah, that's the logical explanation.
But I was concerned.
As you are.
As I am, yeah. So I get up and I have a look. And I peek out these, I think they're called Venetian blinds.
Sounds right.
I peek out these blinds and it's pitch black. Can't see shit. And I'm like, what's
going on? This is like the start of a horror movie where you look out the window and then the hand slams on the window.
So I'm looking, I'm like, hold on. And like my grass is like 20 centimeters long. Like it needed to be mowed. But I can see something in the grass. Just off the patio sort of bit outside. I'm like, what is that? And I stare at it for ages and I can't make out what it is. So I go and sit back down on the couch. But it's really bothering me.
Okay. Yeah, did you go outside?
So I get back up.
Torch?
And I look back outside and whatever.
Now it's closer.
Whatever it was in a different position.
Yeah.
It had moved.
This is a genuine horror film.
I'm like, okay, I have to do something now. And I'm just going through
kids.
Like, I'm going through my head. I'm like, okay, what do I do? Do I just turn the light on? The outside light?
Yeah.
As I'm thinking all this stuff, like, what the hell am I going to do? I'm still watching. Then I see it move and I realize this is a human being.
What?
In my backyard.
What?
So I immediately stop watching.
And run.
And I actually have like an internal debate. What are my options? What should I do here?
Do I use my words or my fists?
So I'm like, do I just call the cops?
I mean, that's a pretty good thing to start with.
There is, of course, the issue that if I just call the cops, how long are they going to take?
Yeah.
Okay. What if they take an hour? Am I just going to sit here with someone in the backyard for an hour?
Yeah, okay. Fair point.
That'd be a stressful hour.
So you're going to just open the door?
Then I was like,
what are you doing?
Do I get a knife? Right? And then you always hear like, all these, you know, knife injuries. It's always the person who brings the knife who is the one who gets stabbed. And I was like, yeah, that probably would happen to me. I was like, do I get a golf club? And I'm like, maybe I just take the dog out because my dog is a scary sounding dog, even if it won't actually do anything.
A golf club wouldn't do anything because your swing's terrible.
Nice. Anyway, eventually I'm like, I can't do nothing. So I put a hoodie on, put my runners on.
Oh, you look badass.
Put my runners on, turn the outside light on. And I'm expecting, I'm like, even this decision of turning the outside light on, because I'm like, as soon as I turn this on, this person is going to react.
Well, it could be, he could see it as like a sensor.
I mean, we're talking 15 minutes after the bang at this point.
Yeah, right.
So I turn the light on and I quickly go to the back door and see. And I can clearly see a man laying on my grass.
Wow.
I know. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
Is it some drunk bloke who's just stumbled out from the pub or something?
So, and like, bear in mind, my backyard is fully fenced.
Yeah, it's hard to get into that one.
It's fully fenced. So I walk outside unarmed, undogged as well. And I stand about 2 meters from him and I start yelling like, hey, wait.
Is he awake or is he like passed out?
He's asleep.
Wow.
He does not react. All right. So I start really yelling like, what do you think you're doing? Wake up, wake up. Oi. Finally, he wakes up. I judge this guy's about 50 years old, mind you.
Holy shit.
This is not an 18-year-old.
You're talking like an 18-year-old.
No. This guy's like 50.
Wow.
And I'm just like, what is this guy doing? And he's just like, oh my God, man. Oh, I've been poisoned. I'm like, what are you doing? Get out of my yard. He's like, oh, I've been drugged. Oh my God.
Get off my lawn.
He stands up and he physically cannot stand up. Like, I'm sure I have seen people this drunk before. Never when I'm 100% sober though.
Are you considering ambulance now?
I mean, not really.
Cool.
I mean, so he tries to stand, falls over, and he starts physically crawling through my backyard to get to a gate, right? So he's crawling around. Bear in mind, I've not picked up the dog shit in a little while. And I'm like, mate, there's shit everywhere. Stand up. He stands up and I'm not exaggerating. This guy cannot walk. He's stumbling around back and forth. I'm like, okay. I'm like, mate, do you want me to call someone? No. I'm like, okay. I'm making sure I keep my distance. But honestly, at this point where I've seen him try to walk, I really don't feel threatened.
Yeah.
Because I was unsure. I was like, okay, what's this going to be like? Oh, and he starts going on saying, oh, I'm a plumber. I'm at my holiday house. I just had a couple of drinks and blah. Anyway, we're out the front of my house now. I'm on the road.
You got him out.
I got him out. Oh,
what was the bang?
I don't know, but where he was, he'd pulled a fence paling off, right? I think he'd climbed in through, obviously, the big, like, gate.
On the left.
Yeah, if you're standing at my glass doors.
Yeah.
He's climbed over the gates, and then he's tried to get out, and he's just tried to climb the fence that goes into my next-door neighbours, which, mind you, on the other side of that fence, he's just like, bush, he would have been in a world of hurt. But he's tried to climb up, and he's pulled this paling off, and he's fell down.
So the bang was a snap.
I think it was a snap.
Okay.
But I'm thinking maybe he also walked into like the...
glass door?
The play center, like the swing set.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because I like hit it, like I deliberately like kicked it because I was trying to work out what the noise was. It's very loud if you hit it.
Yeah, it's like hollow plastic.
Hollow steel.
Oh.
And I'm like, I think it was that. I think if he's hit that hard enough, I think... So, anyway, I'm like, what are you going to do now? He's like, oh, I'll walk home. I was like, where do you live? And he like says he lives like a, I don't know, it's probably 15 kilometers away. I said, mate, there's no way you're going there. I said, come on, I'll call someone. Do you want me to call an ambulance? I said, if you've been poisoned, I'll just call an ambulance for you. The hospital's really close. No, I'm right. And he walks away. I was like, okay. So I'm standing on the street. I'm watching him walk away. He gets three houses down and just V-lines into someone else's yard.
Wow.
And I was just like, all right, whatever. All right. So I go and I sit outside for a bit.
Yeah.
Dogs are going crazy three houses down for a good 5 minutes. Then I hear a woman scream.
Holy shit.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm just like, oh my God. The dog shut up. I never see or hear anything else again. But I'm just sitting there. It's like 12:30 at this point. I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
That's like a punchline at the end of like a comedy scene in a movie where you just sit there and wait and you hear exactly what happens further on down the track.
I'm like, this guy's just off his head.
How did he end up there?
I don't know. Like, why? Why did he end up there? I'm in the other direction to his house, from where he was. I'm like, what is he doing? Anyway, that's my strange story for the week.
For the week? You're going to have another one next time?
I fucking hope not.
I mean, that was pretty big.